In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The life of St. Leopold Mandick is a simple life, but one full of God. He was a small man, barely 4 feet and 5 inches, or 1 meter and 27 centimeters tall, with difficulty in pronunciation and many physical ailments. Among others, he had rheumatoid arthritis. However, he was a man full of God. He prayed a lot before the Eucharistic Jesus. He loved the Virgin Mary very much and received from God many supernatural gifts and charisms, such as supernatural knowledge, bilocation, levitation, ecstasy, and the gift of performing miracles. During his life, he spent 40 years dedicated to the ministry of confession. He was like another St. John Vianney. And through this sacrament, he brought many people closer to God. Many came from afar to confess to him, and everyone was amazed at how he knew their sins, even before they were told. St. Leopold Mandick was born in Dalmatia, when it still belonged to the Austro-Hungarian Empire. And since he was 21 years old, he felt that God was asking him to dedicate his life to confessing and serving for unity with Orthodox Christians who deviated from commonly accepted beliefs or practices so that they would return to the unity of the Catholic Church. He made a vow and offered himself to the Lord as a victim for this intention. He could not work in his native land in pursuit of this unity, but he offered to the Lord his good works and daily Mass for sinners and the union of both churches. We do not know how many were his fruits in this sense, but what we can be sure of is that God blessed his pastoral ministry, and especially his confessing, with abundant charisms and miracles. May the example of his life encourage us to desire to be saints, because we all have the qualities to be saints. His father was a seaman and merchant. About him, his daughter says, "Our father was a saint. He went to Mass and received communion every day, and St. Leopold Mandick accompanied him every morning. When St. Leopold Mandick was 2 years old, my mother, climbing a ladder with the child in her arms, fell and injured her hands and other parts, but nothing happened to the child. We used to fight between siblings, but the servant of God never did, even if they insulted him. He was the youngest of the 4 boys, but his father corrected them in a good way when they did not do things well." St. Leopold Mandick himself said, "When I was 8 years old, one day I committed a mistake that didn't seem serious to me. My sister scolded me and took me to the priest to correct me and punish me. I confessed my guilt to the priest, and the priest put me on my knees in the middle of the church. I was sad, and I said to myself, 'Why does a child have to be treated so harshly for a minor fault? When I grow up, I want to become a friar and become a confessor and have a lot of mercy with sinners.' And the servant of God adds, "When our mother prepared the lunchbox to go to school, I stayed kneeling in a corner of the house praying. After school, we went together to the catechism of the Order of Friars Minor Capuchin." Once, they saw the servant of God pray motionless, as if in ecstasy, for an hour and a half before an image of the Virgin Mary with the miraculous medal in the church of the Order of Friars Minor Capuchin in Padua, Italy, which remained intact after the destruction of the church in a bombing raid by the Allies on May 14th of the year 1944. Every day without fail, St. Leopold Mandic prayed the Holy Rosary and the Little Office of the Blessed Virgin Mary, also known as Hours of the Virgin. He called the Virgin Mary by the name of Perona Benedetta, which means Blessed Patron. He liked to name her Immaculate Conception, but he also venerated her with other titles, such as Our Lady of Graces, whose image was in the Order of Friars Minor Capuchin Convent of the province of Zara, where he was superior from the year 1897 to the year 1900. He invited the seminarians to consecrate themselves to the Virgin Mary and to turn to her so that she would preserve their vocation. And the servant of God said, "Since I was a child, I consecrated myself to the Virgin Mary and found in her help for my vocation." A witness affirms, during his last illness, he was constantly with the Holy Rosary in his hand. He would never go to sleep without having said the Holy Rosary. In the cell where St. Leopold Mandic confessed, he had an image of Our Lady of Lourdes, and every morning he put fresh flowers before it. And if there weren't any in winter, he would put some green herbs that they brought him. A witness nun certifies, "I went on a pilgrimage to Lourdes with St. Leopold Mandic and many other sick people. He asked me if I had asked the Virgin for the grace of healing. I answered yes, as the superior had ordered me, but I was not cured. Then the servant of God said to me, 'Can you give this grace to another?' 'Yes,' I answered him." St. Leopold Mandic led me to a Frenchman blind from birth. He was 32 years old. The servant of God gave communion to me and to him. At that moment of communion, the blind man began to see, and this grace was confirmed by the Lourdes Medical Bureau. This pilgrimage to Lourdes was very important to St. Leopold Mandic, and he always kept a small bottle labeled Lourdes Water as a beautiful souvenir in his cell. The witness nun declared that when St. Leopold Mandic spoke about the Virgin Mary, his face would light up. St. Leopold Mandic was very devoted to the souls in purgatory, and every day he prayed for them the Stations of the Cross and 100 Requiems prayer, or prayers for the dead. He was very grateful to Pope Benedict XV for allowing priests to celebrate 3 Masses on All Souls' Day. Sometimes he knew the state of the deceased, if they were already in heaven or in purgatory. About hell, he says nothing. A witness affirms, "Once I wrote to St. Leopold Mandic on behalf of my parish priest, who wanted to know if his deceased mother was in heaven. The servant of God replied, 'Tell the priest that his mother is in heaven and pray for him.'" One day, the servant of God joyfully announced that his confessor, a priest who had recently died, had been released from purgatory and had entered heaven. Another witness priest tells us, "I remember that once while playing with other seminarians with a skull, St. Leopold Mandic said, 'That skull belongs to a deceased person who is in paradise or in purgatory and should be venerated. But if he is in hell, the less you touch it is better.'" For the souls in purgatory, St. Leopold Mandic prayed a lot and also offered the Via Crucis, or the Way of the Cross, or the Stations of the Cross every day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.